More than $300 million in wasted tax dollars by paying too much for medication that's covered by Medicare. Now, the reason for the overpayment can be traced all the way back to Congress. Joining us live is John Solomon from the Washington Guardian. And you guys are breaking this story here. What happened? How is this happening, John?
Well, imagine if you bought a house in 2003 and you had a 7% mortgage, and all of a sudden the mortgage rates dropped to 3%, and the bank told you, nope, you can't take the 3% rate. You have to go back and pay the 7%. That's what's happened here. Congress made Medicare agree to buy a certain class of drugs at 2003 prices, and today they're a lot cheaper, and the taxpayer has been gypped by essentially $343 million.
Now, was this the result of some deal between Congress and the pharmaceutical companies, or was there a legit effort to lock in prices they thought might go up?
I think it was an effort to lock in prices, thinking that 2003 wholesale prices would be a good bargain for Medicare long term. And what ended up happening was that the government changed to a different system, which is they negotiated prices not at wholesale prices but at manufacturing prices, and yet Medicare was locked in. Now, here's the funny thing. Medicare never really spoke up and said, hey, if you change this back, we can save money, and that's why we're in the position we are today.
Holy cow. Nobody ever said anything about this with a budget this tight? It's been this tight for a long time, John.
It's amazing. In fact, the IG is the only person, the Inspector General at the HHS Department, is the only person that's been raising his hand the last few years. And despite raising his hand for the last few years, nothing's been done. And so that's why we gave it we have a little award each week at the Washington Guardian called the Golden Hammer, and we decided to give that to this entire scenario.
How long does the lock-in last?
As long as until Congress goes back and changes the law. And what really needs to happen, according to the IG, is that CMS, the agency that oversees Medicare and Medicaid, has to go to Congress and say, let's get this changed. And we're hoping today, by highlighting this story, that that'll put the something in motion.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, it would be absurd for us to be paying more than we have to at a time when we're trying to save every, you know, penny we can, so that, you know, we can keep things that are really important out there.
It is. This is big dollars, too. When you start talking $340 million over 6 years, that's a place where we could save money instantly today.
Good story. Thanks, John. Appreciate
it. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. John Solomon from the Washington Guardian.